Anyone in federal financial management already knows that FSIO stands for the Financial Systems Integration Office, based inside the General Services Administration. Together with the JFMIP, or the Joint Financial Management Improvement Program, they get together yearly for this annual conference sponsored by the Department of the Treasury, the Government Accountability Office, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Office of Personnel Management. The goal is to improve financial management policies and procedures in the federal government. During yesterday's conference, the CFOs and top government accountants heard from the government's most senior accountant, Gene Dodaro, the acting Comptroller General of the United States, who talked about the challenging fiscal environment throughout the government.
This community will be very important to making what will assuredly be very difficult decisions by policymakers and managers across government in the coming decade. These are very serious issues. We are on the cusp of some very, very significant challenges that will test our ability as a nation to set priorities, our ability to make tough trade-off decisions, our ability to be innovative and creative. And within the financial management community, there are many contributions that are right there before us that need to be met, whether it's tackling, reducing improper payments, which are conservatively estimated to be $98 billion a year, whether it's closing the tax gap, which is about estimated to be $290 billion a year between taxes that are currently owed that are not being collected, or whether it's creating better cost evaluations about the different performance levels of programs and making those difficult trade-offs that are assuredly going to come in the future that will have tremendous consequences for the citizens of our country. Other challenges that are on the horizon deal with reforming our financial regulatory system. One of the reports that we issued in January 2009 was the fact that our current regulatory structure is outdated, fragmented, and ill-suited to meet our needs in the 21st century. We put it on our high-risk list that we keep for each new Congress, and I'm pleased to see that the House and now the Senate is beginning to take action on this area.
Mark Rieger, the Chief Financial Officer with the Office of Personnel Management, reflects on the pace of his work at OPM under a new boss, Director John Barry.
The pace of government in the Obama administration is much, much, much greater than it has ever been. They have brought in some tremendous resources, people with outstanding thoughts and ideas at a time where the economy is difficult. And so it is falling on us to improve government, provide transparency, improve our services, and to test our very beings by making sure we can be more efficient at everything we do. You are the stewards of the government's resources. You are the ones who are making sure that we are accountable to the taxpayer for every dollar. How many people in this room are a taxpayer? Okay, that's your money. Please take that seriously. You know, when you look at your tax statement this time of year especially, you realize that the contributions of every citizen go into what we're paid and what we do every day. So part of what I wanted to encourage you to do today is not lose sight of the fact that efficiency is one of our primary goals, and that your goal in everything you do should be how to help your program managers do the work that they have to get done to protect citizens of the United States, to serve the betterment of the government, to serve the betterment of us, the people of the United States, but in an efficient manner.
The FISO conference also took time to recognize the hard work and accomplishments of one of its own, according to Nancy Fleetwood, Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary for Accounting Policy, who presented the Donald Scantlebury Award.
The award this year is being presented to Sheila Conley. She has demonstrated extraordinary leadership to improve financial management. She serves as the Deputy Assistant Secretary and Deputy Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And she joined OMB in 1992 and worked to implement the CFO Act. Thought I'd give a couple examples of Ms. Conley's far-reaching contributions. She did the development of the government-wide financial accountability standards for agencies, and this served as the foundation for the last administration's presidential management agenda scorecard. It is a great pleasure to recognize this year's Donald L. Scantlebury Memorial Award recipient, Sheila O. Connolly, for her exception and sustained leadership in improving financial management at the Department of Health and Human Services.
The notion about accelerated reporting seemed like a really good idea to me and Joe Cull when we were at OMB. But when I got into the agencies, I was beginning to wonder what in the world were we thinking. And I've been trying to keep that quiet, but I guess the secret's out that Joe and I have been behind that for many, many years. Again, thank you all very much for for this award, and thank you for your time this afternoon. Thanks so much.
That's Sheila Connolly with the Department of Health and Human Services at the Renaissance Hotel in Washington. I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.